Good morning, precious family. I am Michelle Manders, Warriors for Jesus Christ Healing and Deliverance Ministry, and I'm very happy to be here today with another renunciation prayer. And this particular renunciation prayer is another very generous offer from Canaan Ministries. Canaan Ministries has a number of deliverance and renunciation prayers which have been put together by a number of different people. I have found their prayers to be the most comprehensive and the reason why I'm using them. So today we are here to do the renunciation of the evil associated with Buddhism, which is an integral part of the New Age system. So if you have broken out of anything involving New Age, occult, metaphysics, anything along those lines, this is the perfect renunciation prayer for you to do amongst many other ones. But let's do this one today and let's see what transpires from this. Alrighty, so please let me also just let you know, please go to my website, michellemanders.com. There is a lot of information I've provided there. The majority of the stuff on my website is free of charge, or contribute what you can. And it's all focusing around healing and the deliverance from inherited ancestral bloodline curses, any kind of curse that we've been subjected to as a result of our ignorant behavior, getting involved in the occult, metaphysics, paganism, Catholicism, Buddhism, Hinduism, all the isms. And obviously religion as well, because our relationship with the Holy Trinity, as in God the Sovereign Father, God the Sovereign Son, and God the Sovereign Holy Spirit, is where we are to focus on. So let's begin in prayer. So precious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, anointed by the Holy Spirit, asking you, precious Father, to hear our pleas upon this day for forgiveness, for renunciation, and to be set free completely, totally, and irreversibly from the evil of Buddhism. Precious Heavenly Father, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against us in judgment we condemn. This is our heritage as servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is from you, O Lord of hosts. If there are those who have been speaking or praying against us, or seeking harm or evil to us, or who have rejected us, we forgive them, and having forgiven them, we bless them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now we declare, O Lord, that you and you alone are our sovereign good God, and besides you there is no other, a just good God and Savior, the sovereign Father, the sovereign Son, and the sovereign, pure Holy Spirit of our good God, and we worship you. We submit ourselves afresh to you this day in unreserved obedience, precious Father. Having submitted to you, Lord, we do as your word directs. We resist the devil, all his pressures, his attacks and his deceptions, every instrument or agent he would seek to use against us. We do not submit. We resist him, drive him from us, and exclude him from us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Specifically, we reject and repel infirmity, pain, infection, inflammation, malignancies, allergies, viruses, and every form of witchcraft. Precious Sovereign Lord, we thank you that through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ of Nazareth on the cross, we have passed out from under the curse and entered into the blessing of Abraham, whom you blessed in all things, exaltation, health, reproduction, prosperity, victory, and God's favor. Precious Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thanking you for your almightiness, your greatness, your love, your forgiveness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you that you are the good God Almighty and that you are the one and only sovereign great I am. We thank you, Sovereign Father, that you have given us the undefiled, pure Holy Spirit of yourself to be the counselor, standby, teacher, deliverer, and advocate. We thank you for your presence and for your deliverance anointing, for it is the anointing that will break the yoke of evil. Come and fill us, precious Sovereign Father, with your Holy Spirit, your compassion, love, discernment, word of knowledge, wisdom, interpretation, and insight. We, as your children, choose to crucify the flesh so that nothing from ourselves will be transferred here. Precious Sovereign Father, we clothe ourselves with your priestly garments to fulfill the calling you have upon our lives. Open our spiritual eyes and ears, precious Sovereign Father. Thank you, Sovereign Father of goodness, that you have given us all the power over the enemy and that nothing shall in any way harm us. As is said in Luke 10:19, behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. We forbid any interference with the work of the pure Holy Spirit of our good God. Precious Sovereign Father, we come against any communication lines according to Ephesians 6:12 between the powers, world rulers, principalities, spiritual hosts, and demonic hosts in the air, the earth, heavenlies, in the sea, and under the earth. We close off now all entrances and exits in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask now that all spiritual cameras and recorders be smashed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against any witches, witch doctors, warlocks, sorcerers, magicians, alchemists, and wizards in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we cut off all communication with Satan himself and close the doors in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We forbid any spirit from the outside to enter this place for whatever reason, and we forbid any evil spirit to be sent to any other place or person as a result of what happens here today. We now forbid any reinforcement of power from the side of Satan or any evil side in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Precious sovereign good Father, we ask now for confusion to be sent into the enemy's camp. And every time the enemy thinks of our names or says our names, they are racked in confusion, in doubt, and in terror, fearing you, sovereign Father, like they have never feared before. Precious sovereign Father, our good God, we ask you to set up warring angels in this room now and arrest any human spirit, any dead spirit, any spirit guide and familiar spirit, and remove them now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to become the footstool of our King Messiah, Yeshua, in other words, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind every evil spirit in this place now and forbid any violence, manifestations and tormenting in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We refuse any meditation circles. We isolate any power of demonic forces from each other now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We forbid and bind any hypnosis and self-hypnosis, meditation, and psychic powers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in the same name, we isolate the powers from one another in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We now cleanse the four elements, water, air, fire, and earth, with the blood of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is his vital life force protecting us. Precious sovereign Father, our good God, we ask you now to cover all mirrors with the blood of Jesus Christ and to seal off the gateways in the name of Yeshua Messiah of Nazareth. We come against any spells, rituals, incantations, hexes, sacrifices, curses, or altars raised up against us and any person. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you that you blow out all candles which may have been lit in rituals against us. And these we now blow out and crush in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you that all curses are reversed into blessings by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Precious sovereign Father, we ask that you seal off this room with your precious blood, that you will hide us in the spirit and declare this room as holy ground. Precious sovereign Father, we ask you to send your ministering angels to come and minister to us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Hebrews 1:14. Are not the angels all ministering servants sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation? We surrender to you, our Holy Spirit of good God, because we know that is not by might nor by power, but by your sovereign, undefiled, incorruptible Holy Spirit, says the Father. We ask that you cover our loved ones, and we place all circumstances under your control and protection, Sovereign Father. Our finances, our businesses, marriages, children, relationships, ministries, they are all in your protection and your protection alone now, Sovereign Father. We now bind Satan's kingdom here on earth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just as it is bound in heaven. We ask you, Sovereign Heavenly Father, to prepare the heavenly courtroom and that all the demons and familiar spirits come and take their places before you. We ask you, Sovereign Father, to be the judge, precious Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to be the advocate, and the Holy Spirit of our good God to be the witness. Thank you, precious Father, for your word. Revelation 12:11 says, and they have overcome, conquered him by means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony, for they did not love and cling to life even when faced with death, holding their lives cheap till they had to die for their witnessing. In other words, we have overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is done. Amen. Precious Sovereign Father, we are here to renounce the evils associated with Buddhism. Precious Sovereign Father, we ask that we are protected, that there will be no backlash, no whiplash, no retaliations and attacks upon us, our spouse, our children, our immediate family, our relatives, our clients, and our friends. Precious Sovereign Father, may all be protected from the repercussions of renouncing the evils associated with Buddhism. May we be held in your sovereign promise of protection, salvation, mercy, direction, guidance, and grace. Precious people, may I remind you that everything that we are repenting for here is for ourselves and our ancestors. We don't know everything that they got up to. We don't know what was going on 10 generations ago, which is why this level of renunciation and repentance is absolutely essential in order to release our entire bloodline. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I repent for myself and those in my generation line who asked for the ascension process to start. I repent for those who called forth their soul to fully descend into their consciousness and four body system. Forgive me, precious Father, for not realizing that me asking for this and my generation line asking for this would lead to death. Please resurrect us from the death of Buddhism, precious Sovereign Father, and set us free. I repent for those who declared that they were the great I am. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the undefiled, incorruptible Holy Spirit of our good God, I repent for myself and for those who spoke the sound Aum, as if it were a sacred sound. Please forgive us for our ignorance. Precious Sovereign Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth their so-called glorified light body to descend into their consciousness and four-body system. Precious Sovereign Father, forgive us, please, for our ignorance. Precious Sovereign Father, precious Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and pure Holy Spirit of our good God, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the ascension flame to descend and enter into my and their consciousness and entire four-body system. Forgive us, please, precious Father, for our ignorance, our foolishness. Precious Sovereign Father, our good God, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the full activation of my and their Alpha and Omega chakras. Precious Father, forgive us our ignorance. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father of all that is good, our omnibenevolent, omnipresent, omniscient Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the Amrita fire letters, sacred geometries, and key codes from the keys of Enoch to be fully activated. Please, Father, forgive us our stupidity, our ignorance. Forgive us our arrogance, precious Sovereign Father. Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the full activation and creation of the potential 12 strands of DNA within my physical body and within their physical vehicle. Precious Father, forgive us our ignorance, please. Precious Sovereign Good God and Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those, and also where I have guided others to do this. Precious Father, we repent for all who called forth the full activation of their pituitary gland to create the life hormone and to stop producing the death hormone. Precious Sovereign Father, forgive us. Forgive us for our misinterpretation, our misunderstanding, our ignorance, and believing that this was your truth. Forgive us, please, please, Father. I repent for myself and for those who called forth the activation of their monadic divine blueprints in their conscious and in my conscious, in my monadic, and in their and my subconscious, and in their and my superconscious minds and four body system. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, our good God, please forgive us our ignorance. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and those who called forth and tried to fully activate the Kundalini energy to guide my and their monad and mighty I am presence. Precious Sovereign Father, forgive us our stupidity and ignorance. Precious Heavenly Sovereign Father, our omnibenevolent good God, I repent for myself and those who called forth the matchstick-sized spark of cosmic fire from the presence of God Himself to illuminate and transform my and their entire being into the light of God. Precious Sovereign Father, forgive us our sins, our ignorance, our arrogance and foolishness. Precious Sovereign Father, our good God, I repent for myself and those who called forth the full axiotonal alignment as described in the keys of Enoch to perfectly align mine and all their meridian flows within and mine within their and my consciousness and four body system. Please heal everything, Sovereign Father, that we distorted and disrupted as a result of our ignorance and foolishness and buying into the evil of Buddhism. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself, and I repent now for those who called forth and claimed their and my physical immortality and the complete cessation of the aging and death process. Forgive us, Father, for not understanding that that is not what you have called for us. And please replace all ignorance with your knowledge, your word, Sovereign Father. Precious Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those who claimed they were now youthing, and myself claiming we were youthing and becoming younger every day. Precious Sovereign Father, forgive us for not knowing why that is wrong. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and those who called forth for the full opening of my and their third eye and all my and their psychic abilities and channeling abilities that I used and that they would use for the glory and service of the false Most High God and their brothers and sisters in the false Christ on earth. Precious Sovereign Father, forgive us for forming bonds and ties and contracts and oaths with these false brothers and sisters serving the false Christ on earth. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and those who called forth the perfect radiant health to manifest within my and their physical, emotional, mental, etheric, and spiritual bodies. We understand that we must repent for this because all of the false gods and ungodly spirits that take up residence in our bodies when the satanic forces perform ungodly healing on our bodies, emotions, mental bodies, etheric bodies, and spiritual bodies. We understand only you, God, our Sovereign Father, in the form of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, are the only ones who perform healing on us. Precious Sovereign Father, I repent for myself and for those who asked and commanded that my and their bodies now manifest the health and perfection of the false Christ. Please crush this now, filling us with the health and perfection of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth their 16th and my 16th chakra to descend and to move my and their chakras down my and their chakra column until my and their 16th chakra, which resides in my and their 7th or crown chakra. Precious Sovereign Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you now to rectify all damage that was done by this. Precious Sovereign Father, our good God, I repent for myself and for those who called forth their 15th and my 15th chakra to descend and enter into my and their 6th or 3rd eye chakra. Precious Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you now to rectify all damage that was done. Precious Sovereign Father, our good God, I repent now for myself and for those who called forth their 14th and my 14th chakra to descend and enter into my and their 5th chakra, the throat chakra. Precious Jesus Christ of Nazareth, forgive us and please heal any and all damage that has been done. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth my and their 13th chakra to descend and enter my and their heart chakra and reside there. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father of goodness, I repent for myself and for those who called forth their 12th chakra to descend and enter, myself included, and to reside into their and my solar plexus chakra. Precious Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask for your forgiveness and to heal all damage done to the heart and solar plexus chakras. Precious good God, I repent for myself and for those who called forth their 11th chakra and my 11th chakra to descend and enter and reside in my and our 2nd chakra. Precious Sovereign Father of all goodness, I repent for myself and for those who called forth their 10th chakra to descend and enter and reside in my and their 1st chakra. Precious Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the rest of their chakras, mine included, 9 through to 1, to descend down my and their legs and into the earth in a corresponding fashion. I now break all ungodly ties with the earth that were made because of that evil. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you now for healing as a result of calling forth the 11th and 10th chakras, for the 2nd and 1st chakras, and we're calling for all healing through all the chakras, 9 through 1, that we called to descend through our legs into the earth, and that all ungodly ties that we have made with this evil be smashed and obliterated now under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Precious Sovereign Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the complete stabilization of my and their new fifth dimensional chakra grid system within my and their consciousness and four body system now. I repent for myself and for those who called forth their and my chakra column to light up like a Christmas tree, from my and their first chakra becoming a large ball of pearl white light. I repent now for myself and for those who called forth their and my second chakra to become like a ball of pink orange light. I repent now for myself and for those who called forth their third and my third chakra to become a glowing ball of golden light. I repent now for myself and for those who called forth my and their heart chakra to light up with a pale violet pink light. I repent now for myself and for those who called forth my and their fifth chakra to light up with a deep blue violet light. I repent now for myself and for those who called forth their third eye chakra to light up, mine included, with a large ball of golden white light. And may I add at this point, precious Sovereign Father, every color of light that we have called forth to be ignited in these chakras, that we repent for them as well. I repent for myself and for those who called forth for my and their crown chakra to light up with a violet white light or any other light. I repent for myself and for those who declared that my and their entire chakra column has now been ignited with the fifth dimensional ascension frequency or any other dimensional ascension frequency. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth with all my and all their heart and soul and mind and might, the collective help of the 11 other soul extensions in my and their ascension process. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the combined collective help of the 143 other soul extensions of my and their monadic group in my and their ascension process. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the complete descending and integration into my being and their being, the rain cloud of knowable things. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the ungodly trinity of Isis, Osiris, and Horus, and all the pyramid energies that are aligned with Source to now descend into my and their consciousness and four body system and to become fully activated. Precious Jesus Christ of Nazareth, crush that calling into dissension now, please. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the Ascended Master Serapis Bey and his Ascension Temple energies from Luxor to descend and become fully activated within my consciousness and their consciousness and four body system. Precious Sovereign Father, our good God, I repent for myself and for those who called forth their ascension and my ascension column of light to surround their and my entire being. I repent for myself and for those who called forth the complete balancing of their and my karma from all my and their past and future lives. And this we repent for because we know past lives are a lie, a set up by Satan. I repent for myself and for those who called forth the raising of my and their vibration frequencies within the physical, within my and their physical, astral, mental, etheric, and spiritual bodies to the fifth dimensional frequencies. I repent, Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, for myself and for those who called forth the sacred sound of Aum to descend and reverberate through my and their consciousness and four body system. I repent for myself and for those who called forth a complete and full baptism of the ungodly Holy Spirit. Precious Sovereign Father, our good God, I repent now for myself and for those who called forth the perfect attunement and completion of my and their Dharma, purpose, and mission in my and their lifetime service of the ungodly plan. Precious Sovereign Good God, I repent for myself and for those who called forth the ability to descend into my and their Christ over self body, in other words, the avatar Christ body. Precious Sovereign Heavenly Father, I repent for myself and for those who called forth their and my fifth dimensional ascended self. I repent for myself and for those who believed that we had already ascended within the understanding of simultaneous time to now meld its consciousness with my and their unified field and aura. I repent now, Precious Sovereign Father, for myself and for those who called forth any spiritual teacher to descend through my
and their crown chakra and meld his or her ascended consciousness and light into my or their consciousness and four body system. Precious Sovereign Father, our good God, I repent for my and those who called forth the great God flame, small g, to descend and integrate and blend its greater flame within my and their lesser flame on earth. Precious Sovereign Father, our good God, I repent for myself and for those who called forth into my and their monad, into my and their mighty, ungodly I am presence and spirit to fully descend into my and their consciousness and four body system and transform them into light. I repent for my and for those who said they were the ascended masters. Precious Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is by your precious blood that we are set free. I repent for myself. I repent for every person that I placed a stumbling block before because I served as a teacher, as a messenger, spreading these lies, this deception and this counterfeit world. Precious Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. As being a teacher of the Buddhic world, occult, New Age, all of it, precious Father, we repent. I repent for myself and for all who declared, "Be still and know I am God." I repent for those who declared, "I am the resurrection and the life." I am the mighty, I am presence on earth forevermore. We continue to repent for those who declared, I am the ascended master. I am God living in this body. We repent for those who declared, I am the ascension in the light. We repent for those who declared, I am the truth, the way, and the light. We repent for those who declared, I am the open door, which no man can shut. We repent for those who declared, I am divine perfection made manifest now. For those who have declared, I am the revelation of God. I am the light that lights every man that cometh into the world. We repent for those who have declared, I am the cosmic flame of cosmic victory. I am the ascended being I wish to be now. May we all repent for declaring, I am the ascended being I wish to be now. We repent for ourselves and those who have declared, I am the raised vibration of my full Christ and I am potential. We repent for ourselves and those who have declared, I am the Om made manifest in the world. We repent for ourselves and those who have declared, I am a full member of the great white brotherhood and spiritual hierarchy. I repent for myself and for those who declared, I am the realized manifestation of the eternal self. I repent for myself and those who have declared, I am the embodiment of divine love in action. I repent for myself and those who have declared, I am within all things and all beings live within me. I am now one with the monadic plane of consciousness on earth. This we repent for now. And I repent for myself and those who have declared, I am now living in my glorified body of light on earth. I repent for myself and for those who have affirmed their ability to transform their four bodies into light and travel anywhere in God's infinite universe. I repent for myself and for those who called forth Helios, the solar logos, to send forth into my and their consciousness through my and their crown chakra, the 64 keys of Enoch in all five sacred languages, so that they would be fully integrated into their and my being on earth. I repent now for myself and for those who fully affirm their identity as the eternal self, the Christ, the Buddha, the Atma, the Monad, the I Am Presence on earth in service of humankind. Precious Sovereign Father, I repent for myself and for those who fully affirm that they could remain on earth indefinitely without aging. And I now repent for myself and for those who saw every person, animal, and plant as the embodiment of the eternal self. Precious Sovereign Father, I repent for myself and for those who believed we were the perfect integration of the monad, soul, and personality on earth. I repent for myself and for those who declared that salvation has come because of what we have done. Precious Sovereign Father, I repent for myself and for those who said that we were united with the Creator because of our own effort. Precious Sovereign Father, I repent for myself and for those who said that we were the light of the world because of our own efforts. Precious Sovereign Father, I repent for myself and for those that have said we are a fully ascended being who have been chosen to remain on earth to be of service to all sentient beings. Precious Jesus Christ of Nazareth, please forgive us our ignorance, our arrogance, our ego, our foolishness. Precious Sovereign Father, I repent for myself and for those who declared that we were holy, holy, holy as the Lord, our good God of hosts. So, precious Father, we proclaim Psalm 143 now. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness. And enter not into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no man living is in himself righteous or justified. For the enemy has pursued and persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in dark places as those who have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed and faints within me, wrapped in gloom. My heart within my bosom grows numb. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your doings. I ponder the work of your hands. I spread forth my hands to you. My soul thirsts after you like a thirsty land for water. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Answer me speedily, O Lord, for my spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I become like those who go down into the pit, the grave. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For on you do I lean, and in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my inner self to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee to you to hide in me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me into a level country and into the land of uprightness. Save my life, O Lord, for your name's sake. In your righteousness, bring my life out of trouble and free me from distress. And in your mercy and loving kindness, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my inner sense. my inner self, I beg your pardon, for I am your servant. Amen. Precious Heavenly Father, we ask you now as we come to the end of this prayer that we have been given understanding as to why all of these things need to be renounced from. We thank you for the understanding. We thank you for being set free. So precious Father, for those who do not understand, we ask you to open their minds, to bring them the peace that is only found in Christ Jesus, so that we may know you in all your beings, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Precious Father, continue protecting us. Continue bringing us closer to you, and may we be kept safe and invisible under the protection of your vital life force, known as the blood of Christ, also known as the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, precious sovereign Lord. In Jesus Christ of Nazareth's name we pray. Amen.